Chapter 24. They traveled to Varela with far less difficulty than Pox had feared, though with far more publicity than she'd hoped. Marshal Pellion, whom she'd met on the way to Leonia, had heard of the quest before their arrival. Travelers, he said, had brought word as soon as it came to Harway, and he himself had passed the word on through the Granges. So their arrival in any town caused excitement, but not curiosity. Pox enjoyed the crowds of children that followed them, the flurry when they entered an inn, but hoped the admiration was not premature. As well, she remembered the winter before, when she had stumbled into such towns as a hungry vagrant, whom the children tricked and harassed instead of cheering. In each town, they spent the night in grange or field, for Pox wished the king's squires to have such protection at night. The marshals each had a measure of news or advice. She listened to all. She did not tell them the prince's name, but she told what she could of the quest so far. The nearer she came to Varela, the more recent the news became. In Westbells, just east of Varela, Marshal Torin told her that the Duke had been summoned to the council. She had not asked, but it seemed Phelan's call to court was of interest even to a neighboring town.
"What I heard," he said between bites of roast chicken, "was that after the Marshal General went up there, and whatever passed between them, his friends on the council thought he should come speak for himself. You know, I suppose, that there was a motion to censure him."
Pox nodded. She had heard about this from the Marshal General.
"I never thought so bad of him myself," Marshal Torin went on, "for it seemed to me that if over half my yeomen were killed by treachery, I'd take risks enough to stop that. But they say by his charter he's bound to have 100 fighting men on his lands, and the word was that this was not the first time he'd left the north unguarded."
He ate steadily for a minute, then put down the bones and wiped his hands.
"I can't believe that, or there'd have been more trouble. Kostvan, who holds south and east of him, has never complained. But then there was word about how he fought in Arrennes, even rumors from a marshal down there, so I hear. And last year, instead of staying quiet at home, he went herring off to Fintha because of—"
He stopped short and turned dark red. Pox smiled. "Marshal, he went herring off to Fintha on account of me, and that may have been foolish, but showed a warm heart."
"Warm heart or not, it made some on the council angry. They'd bid him stay on his lands and—"
"But his men stayed,"
put in the yeoman marshal, a young man who reminded Pox of Ambrose in Brewersbridge.
"His captains and all the men, they could have handled any trouble."
"I didn't say they were right, Kerry. I said they were angry. Some of them would be angry no matter what he did."
The young man's face had flushed. Pox wondered why he was defending Phelan.
"Court gossip, Kerry. Nothing to do with us. You can clear now."
The marshal waited until Kerry had left the room before saying more. Pox used the interval to ask her squires about their readiness to ride the next day. An unnecessary question, but they answered without surprise.
"You're going to the council," said the marshal,
when she had dismissed them to rest and did not wait for her answer.
"You'll find them in a flutter, I don't doubt," he said, shaking his head.